Elevated Toes Radio. This is your host, Nader Jamal. Hop in. It's time to elevate. What up, world? Welcome to Elevated Toes Radio. This is your host, Nader Jamal. Thank you for tuning in today. Man, new music, new vibes, new year, new tribe, all that good shit. How y'all feeling, man? Is y'all really tuned in or what? Is your chakras balanced? How you feeling? Is your energy right? Hold up, let me turn this mic up and get this mic right. Yeah. So, wonderful, wonderful energy going on, going into this new year, man. A lot of goals being set, a lot of goals being achieved already. A lot of good things in motion, man. Are you on track? We are 8 days in. Have you fallen off track? There's still time for you to get back on track. There's still time for you to pick up that resolution, pick up that dedication, pick up the discipline, and get to it. I, in no way, shape, or form, am here to motivate you. But I'm just here to ask you to ask yourself a couple questions. Are you focusing on what you can do versus what you can't do? Are you controlling what you can control versus dwelling on the things that are out of your control? Are you seeing the bigger picture? Are you setting bigger goals than you did last year? Are you stretching further than you stretched last year? Are you going harder than you went last year? Man, these are just questions, and I implore you to ask them to yourself as I continue to ask myself these same questions. Will this move me forward, or will this set me back? Have I fallen off? Can I bounce back? Is this productive, or is this a waste of time? Am I using my energy the way I want to use my energy? Yo, everybody's talking about manifestation and energy and law of attraction and universal laws now. And it's okay. It's good that awareness is raising and consciousness is rising as well. I would like to add to that, that wherever your attention goes, energy flows. So what you focus on grows. Are you focusing on the things you don't want? Because you're going to get more of that. Or are you focusing on the things that you do want? Are you focusing on the things that bring you joy? Or are you focusing on the things that piss you off? If you had negative thoughts, some of us went through a rough holiday season. I pay attention, man. And I see that suicide is a topic that is... suicide and mental health are two topics that people seem to ignore when someone mentions it publicly. And I feel like those things should be taken more seriously. So let's be mindful of the people who are tweeting things like, man, it's so hard not to be suicidal, or it's so hard to keep my mental health healthy. Things like that. Like, when someone says that, I wouldn't necessarily view it as a cry for help, but I would say, like, reach out to that person. And I'm guilty of that too. I ignore it sometimes too, because I feel like, what can I do? How can I help? You know, in what way or form can I contribute to their growth? Or maybe they need to grow on their own. Sometimes you do need to let people grow on their own, but at least reach out, at least try. You know, the worst that could happen is y'all weren't speaking before and you reached out and y'all still aren't speaking. So honestly, this is no way, shape, or form advice. This is just me talking and saying that this is a new year. It feels like a new era, even though 2020 will begin the new decade. This is the end of the tens, you know, 2010 all the way to 19 is the last year, man. The last year of the tens, dog. So we really gotta be there for one another, be there for the people who are there for you, and you know, love those who hate us too, even those. It's all about spreading love right now, and it will always be about spreading love. It's hard to do it sometimes, and it's easier said than done sometimes, yet it's necessary. It's very impactful to show someone compassion and empathy. It's very easy to ignore them. It's very easy to talk down about somebody. It's very easy to tear someone else's building down to try to make your building larger. It's very easy to try to take their tools from them, and et cetera, et cetera. You know what's harder? You know what's more challenging? Love. You know what's more difficult? You know what requires more energy? Love. You know what helps the community and ultimately helps you? Love. Gratitude and love. Sounds like a broken record, doesn't it? Well, we've been fed fear, hate, anger, jealousy, envy, anguish, and all these negative emotions way too long. It's time to feed some new nutrients down our throats, our minds, and add that to our diet, our daily diet. Whatever you consume on a daily basis, that is your diet. Whatever you're watching, whatever you're listening to, whatever you're playing, whatever games you're playing, whatever computer you're doing, whatever books you're reading or not reading, whatever articles you're diving into, Snapchat, Twitter, whatever, Instagram, all that shit, that's where your energy is going. Everything is energy. Everything is matter. Everything is atomic, down to the lowest molecular level. So if the particles react based on observation, then what are you observing on a day-to-day basis? What are you diving into? What are you putting your energy towards? The things that are going to cause you to grow, or the things that are going to cause you to slow? Do you want to be like a snail who leaves a trail? Or do you want to make an impact like a great whale? Although it sounds cheesy, believe me, it's the love that you're receiving. It's the love that leads to achieving. Because although you've heard it once, you're going to hear it twice. If you love what you do, you'll never work a day in your life. Thanks for tuning in. This is your boy, Nadir Jamal. Little short, little sweet, little thing for me to you. I hope y'all love it. 2019, we here, man. Second joint, whatever. We done a couple things with a couple interviews that already been recorded. We're going to get those out whenever we get those out. Got some vaulted joints for y'all. Some vaulted joints, you know what I mean? Alrighty, we're signing off, man. Remember, when they go low, we get high. Elevated Toes Radio. Yes. Elevated Toes Radio. What it do? From me to you, something beautiful. I'm glad I was able to share this view with you. Now I just want to do it through. I hope this is something new to you. And although this was unusual, let's let it be beautiful. Signing off, Nadir Jamal, Elevated Toes Radio. Yes.